that? For whatever it is, your emotions for it. You need your emotions, your feelings, everything must come together, and your mind is responsible for doing that. So you start by channeling your mind to your purpose. You set your mind. Your mind helps you channel all the forces of your spirits in the direction of that focus. So you use your mind. You set your mind. Are you hearing me? He says, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace. That means shalom, shalom, peace, peace. Whose mind is stayed on thee, for he trusted in thee. So God's going to keep him in perfect peace, the peace of prosperity. The man whose mind is focused on him. So you have to focus your mind. You know, some people are fasting, and instead of focusing their mind during their fast, they are thinking about everything else. That fast is useless. So that's so important. It's so important that you gather your emotion. When you bring your emotion together, oh, your spirit is affected. Then your spirit is now in the condition that is consistent for God to work. You are now in the position, the situation, where the Spirit of God can minister to you in a way that you can receive and keep. You know, God talks to many of us every day, but our emotions are not towards Him. And so we don't receive what He says. We might even think, oh yeah, I think I heard that. I thought God talked to me. But as long as your emotion is not toward Him, it makes no difference. It has no power over you. It doesn't work for you. But when He can speak to you, then your emotions are channeled toward Him. Then you receive it in the core of your nature. And then it produces results for you. Are you there? This is what we call prevailing prayer. The innest heartfelt. See what I mean? It's got to get into you, into your emotion. Heartfelt. You see? The innest heartfelt continued. It's not something you just say, Father, save him in Jesus' name and go. No. It's continued. You're pressing. You're pressing. Continued prayer of a righteous man makes tremendous power available, dynamic in its working. It makes tremendous power available, dynamic in its working. That means that prayer is dynamite. Satan can't stand it. It's time to move. It's time to... This kind of prayer, you don't pray just now, 3 minutes, and say, well, the 15-minute prayer, Pastor said we should pray for 15 minutes. No, that 15-minute prayer is not enough. Ah, no, you want to see a change? When you start praying like this, your whole body will be vibrating. I'm telling you, you feel the current of electricity all through your being. There are certain things that must happen. There are certain things that we gain from our prayer like this. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. This is the reason the old time Christians used to call it. They would say that they are prayer warriors. Okay? I don't quarrel with their terminology. Even some, I mean, there's no reason to be a prayer warrior. But that's what made them call it prayer warrior. Because they felt they were warring, fighting for souls. You get it? So they say, I'm a prayer warrior. You know? They say, we are prayer warriors. Hallelujah. Prayer helps us come into the fullness of the Spirit. That's number one. Prayer helps us come into the fullness of the Spirit. He said, be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. In Acts chapter 4, verse 31, we read it. He said that when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. When they prayed, they were filled with the Holy Spirit. When they prayed, they were filled. When they prayed, they were filled. When we pray, we are filled. Hallelujah. And we pray until we have that victory in our spirits. Why do many Christian businesses fail? Because they don't understand this. They don't understand this. They don't know that there's such a thing as prevailing prayer. You have to sow your seeds. Sowing your seeds is not enough. Understand Christian consciousness. Hallelujah. The other thing that we get as we pray is guidance. We read it in Acts chapter 13. It says, as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost gave guidance. You remember that? That's the second verse of Acts chapter 13. It says, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit himself, the old King James says, itself is supposed to be himself, make an intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. With groanings which cannot be uttered. Verse 27. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And when we pray like this, the 28th verse then says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Jesus. Glory to God. As soon as Zion travailed, she brought forth her children. Zion travailed. Look at Psalm chapter 2, Psalm 2 and verse number 8. He's talking about the same thing here. Psalm 2, verse 8. He says, ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen, the heathen. Can you see that? Those who don't know God. Ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. You've got to ask. You've got to ask. My little children. You see, this is the New Testament now. Paul knew what it was to travail. Travail in birth. Look what he says. My little children, talking to the Galatian church, of whom I travail in birth again. Again. He already did it before they were born again. Now look at it. He's doing it again because they're going carnal. See, they're going carnal. He says, haven't begun in the spirit. Are you now made perfect by the flesh? That's in the third chapter. He charged them. So now he says, of whom I travail in birth again. See, because they're not living right, he's going back to prayer. He's going back to prayer. And not ordinary prayer, travail. He says, I travail in birth again until Christ be formed in you. I'm going to be praying, he says. I'm going to travail in prayer until Christ is shown alive in you. Like Jacob when he said to the angel of the Lord, he says, I will not let you go until you bless me. I will not let you go. And you are praying. You're not going to let go until in your spirit you know that you know that you know that you know that you know it is done.